Welcome to EcoTalk. Welcome back to EcoTalk, I should say. We're going to take a slightly lighter turn, and well, if the heat's getting to you and you can't take the heat, don't get out of the kitchen, remodel it. If there's one room in our houses that embody and exemplify our life-sustaining cycles, it is our kitchens. And Jennifer Roberts is joining us with a new book called Good Green Kitchens. It's part of a series on a similar topic. She's written a book called Good Green Homes and Redux, Designs That Reuse, Recycle, and Reveal. And now she's saying that kitchens are a good place to start when greening your home because, after all, at least if you're like my family, that's where you hang out most of the time, not to mention make all the meals and, you know, clean up a lot because cooking can get messy. So let's start, first of all, with what your idea of a green spectrum kitchen would be.
Well, I find it really helpful to think about green as a continuum. It's shaded from light to dark green. It makes the process a lot more intimidating, a lot less intimidating.
We're intimidated enough these days.
Yeah. And at the light green end, there are the easy-to-do strategies. These are things like choosing non-polluting paints, screwing in a few compact fluorescent light bulbs that save energy, or selecting energy-efficient appliances. Those are pretty easy to do. At the darker green end are strategies that often will take some more time or cost more money or both. These are things like choosing wood that's been salvaged or that's been certified by the Forest Stewardship Council to have been sustainably harvested, or trying to get your home's energy use down to zero net energy use or as close to that as possible. But I really do encourage people not to feel intimidated when it comes to greening the kitchen and to start with a change that feels manageable to them.
And that might be with just what kind of cleaning products you're using.
Yeah, you know, that's really a good place for anybody to start, whether you live in an apartment or a house. Switching to less toxic cleaning products is really one of the simplest steps you can take toward a healthier kitchen. And healthy is a big part of the green equation.
And what are some of your favorite products? Because there are more and more on the market these days.
There are more and more on the market these days. And one of the problems with conventional household cleaning products is that manufacturers are not required to list all of the ingredients on the label. So personally, I try to only buy products from manufacturers who guarantee that they disclose all the ingredients on the label. So that lets me go online and look up the ingredients, make sure that I feel comfortable having those chemicals in my house. So, you know, personally, one of the brands that I like a lot is Seventh Generation. They've been doing this for a really long time. But there are a number of others out there that are good, green, healthy, and they tell you everything that's in the product.
Even Shackley has a new green cleaning product called Basic H or something like that. I just got a flyer on it. So
Great. Even
the big companies that are certainly not green historically are offering green products. I think, is it Johnson & Johnson that makes Windex? I was at a Ceres conference on environment and business, and they had a booth, and they were promoting their cleaner, greener Windex.
Yeah.
And I asked some questions, and I'm not sure how green and clean it was compared to something like a Seventh Generation equivalent, but at least they're moving in that direction.
Big companies are really waking up to the fact that green is big business.
Yeah, maybe it was S.C. Johnson. I always get those two mixed up. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about some of the appliances and materials used if you are able to either remodel or maybe building a home from scratch and you're trying to do it right.
Yeah, either way, if you're doing a major remodel or building a new home, besides reusing what you've already got to the greatest extent possible, because that's really the first step, is trying not to waste.
Even if it's like a linoleum floor that doesn't seem to be very natural?
Linoleum actually is very natural. Linoleum's that old-fashioned material that we used to put in our kitchens 100 years ago. But vinyl, which was made to look like linoleum, is not a particularly green material. But if you've got it in your home and it's still working for you, still looks okay, keep it in there. It's not doing you any harm. The issue with vinyl and with many other products is once you take it out of the home, what are you going to do with it? You know, is it going to get landfilled? Is it going to get incinerated? What kind of problems is it going to cause at the end of its life?
And why are stone and marble countertops not necessarily better?
Marble and stone, you know, I have a kind of different take on it than some green designers do. I actually once talked to a kitchen designer who bills herself as a green designer. She told me she would never specify granite counters for her clients because granite is quarried from the earth. I don't personally believe that the issues are quite so black and white. Stone is quarried from the earth. Quarrying activities do damage the environment. But Stone has some really good things going for it as a kitchen product. It's about as natural as you can get. It's minimally processed. It's really durable, lasts a really long time. It has the potential to be salvaged or reused the next time the kitchen is remodeled. So, you know, I encourage people, if they are in love with granite or marble or some kind of natural stone, to try to choose a stone that comes from as close to your region as possible, because that way you can reduce the energy impacts related to transporting this really bulky and heavy material.
What about some of the alternative products, like Ice Stone makes a really nice looking, I don't know if it's resin or what, but they use recycled glass and the colors are beautiful. It looks natural, and in a way it is natural, really, because glass is made from sand, but I thought that was a pretty good alternative.
It's a great alternative. I'm glad you brought that up. There are a number of companies that are making these recycled glass countertops, and they perform a lot like granite does. They're very smooth, they're very easy to clean, and they look great because they have all of these little colored chips of recycled glass in them. So there's Ice Stone, there's another product called Vitrazzo, there's another product called EnviroGlass, and they're made in different parts of the country. So that's a nice alternative, a very pricey alternative, though, up there with the higher-end granite.
And are you seeing more and more customers asking for that? Is there awareness that there are alternatives out there for countertops?
I am just amazed at how much more awareness there is now than 5 years ago, and I'm sure you see that too. It's green has really made it into the mainstream. Not everybody is going completely green, but at least it's becoming part of the common parlance, and people are beginning to ask for it and ask some good questions, trying to distinguish between what really is better for the environment and our health and what's merely greenwashing.
I think that's really where it started, was health. You know, as people started to learn about VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which can be found in paint and carpeting and cleaning products, I guess. Who wants that in the place where you live and breathe, especially if you have young children crawling around on the floor?
No kidding. And, you know, especially...
No kidding? Did you say kid?
Yeah, no
The heat's
kidding.
Getting to me, sorry.
But especially, you know, in the kitchen, we want our kitchens to be healthful places. That's where we go to nourish ourselves and our families. So keeping it healthy, keeping pollutants out of the kitchen, you know, trying not to introduce new materials that might off-gas VOCs, volatile organic compounds, is a really great place to start. And it's not that hard to do these days.
And we're running out of time. We have to, of course, mention Energy Star appliances. Energy efficient appliances are really important.
That's one of the easiest things you can do. Go to the Energy Star website, energystar.gov, and you can get lists of Energy Star appliances that'll save you money.
Okay.
And it's good for the environment.
We're out of time. We got to get out of the kitchen. Jennifer Roberts, thanks so much. Author of the book, Good Green Kitchens. It's a good one. Go out and pick it up and have a great green week.